quite glamorous sitting in a, it feels like being on a movie set.
I'm just getting your hair back.
Do you have any preference?
I don't have any preference at all. I think I might leave this up to your creativity.
Okay. All right. We were talking about changing face shapes, so we can have a play around with that.
Sounds great. So what are some of the first things you do to start off when you start off with a relatively blank canvas?
You got to make sure that you clean the face, just to remove any impurities, or do clean the face. Even just walking around through pollution and dust and all the different things we come across through the day, they sit on the skin and we want to clean those off before we go and massage makeup on top of that. I kept dreaming about wanting to do makeup, and I found it very beneficial going out into the industry, that I felt more confident with the do's and don'ts.
What inspired you particularly to work in films? Is it something that you've always wondered about or interested in?
I've always found them fascinating, and it's only when I started studying I realised how many people you need to produce a film. Even in the makeup department, you've got your assistants, you've got your people that apply the makeup, you might have different people that build the appliances, cast them, colour them. You could have 5 or 6 different people at different levels to end up with one makeup that's finished. Where I am at the lower scheme, we do them ourselves. So, lower budgets and things like that. But, yeah, I love it. You turn actors into somebody that they're not. You turn them into their character. And even to see them when they look at themselves in the mirror and they feel like their character and they can give it life, and it improves their performance. A lot of the time I hear that from them, that I'm giving them, making them feel like their characters, I guess. So I always put in, your ideas into the mix, and they'll come back and say whether or not they want something to be more graphic, less bloody, all that sort of thing.
When you said bloody, you got me intrigued a little bit. What are some of the characters that you created?
The main one I've done recently is for a little zombie film by Todd Farley called Therapy, and it's still in the post-production stages. It's a zombie character who he's the boyfriend of our lead actress, and they go and have therapy sessions they're having difficulties in their relationship, and it's sort of discovered that he's a zombie, and then they go through all of this montage of sequences and scenes. It's a comedy, obviously.
So for a movie like that, zombies is something that is particularly well known now. It's sort of a resurgence of popular zombie films and graphic novels and comics and other things. Like, it's all coming back now. What's your interpretation of what a zombie looks like?
As much as possible, a decaying person as they are. We wanted him to look as much like him as possible, but to look like he had, his face was drooping off and he had black blood oozing out of his face. So this is a moisturiser primer. It just definitely makes your skin nice and supple and smooth, so our foundations go on beautifully.
So what are we doing now?
So at the moment we are highlighting with a light concealer, and I'm picking up the high points, your cheekbones, middle of your nose, forehead, chin and upper lip. So this is going to bring these features forward and make them stand out.
It sounds like there's a lot more to it than what, we would be familiar with in makeup. We think mascara, we think foundation or something, but it sounds like you're very much, especially with that film and character makeup, heading into a territory where you're using other mediums and other things. What are some of the interesting things you've discovered along the way that you use to make someone look like a different person or like a different thing?
Pretty recently been working with prosthetics to change people's faces, so I've made some foam latex pieces we took a cast of our actor, and on top of that we make a plaster mould of his head. On top of that we build up all the different types of droopy skin and wounds and things like that, and we make another mould of it and fill it up with foam latex, bake it, pop it out, so we've got our piece that's going to fit exactly onto our actor. I love doing that. It very much changes his look, much more than I can do with just popping on, a little bit of blood or a little bit of latex. It was a lot of hours in the makeup chair. But, I've seen people use intestines from animals at the butchers for ripped open stomachs and things like that. I haven't gone down that avenue just yet. But I try and make it with latex first, just for the smell.
And avoid a bit of the gore.
A little bit of gore, yeah. I much prefer the character stuff to create that full-on gore.
So we've got some base levels around my features. What are we doing now?
So from here, so we've got the lighter tone bringing up the highlights of your face, so the bridge of the nose, cheekbones, forehead. And we've also got our dark tone, which is down the sides of our nose, around our cheekbones, a little bit of the jaw, and around the forehead. So we're going to blend those in together to match your skin tone a bit better. When we're doing our highlighting and contouring, you tend to pick a tone that's two shades lighter than the person's natural skin, and contours are generally two shades or three shades darker, depending on how harsh you want them to, how much you want them to stand out. Alright, so do you want to have a look for me?
Wow, it's changed again. Now it seems like it's, softer and more blended.
Mm-hmm. That's where we start with our cream contour. And we've got a little bit of the foundation over the top already. So I'm going to set that with some powder. Setting with powder is important. It stops shine and it holds our makeup in place.
One thing I wanted to ask you about when we're talking about characters is something that you were asked to do by a journalist in the UK, which was create characters from the Game of Thrones. How did that come about, and what did you first think when you were approached to do that?
I first got an email from her a couple of months ago. Initially, I was very sceptical. I had free rein of which characters to choose. I wanted just to make them with just makeup, so not using any kind of prosthetics to change my face shape or anything. I just wanted to use highlighting, contouring, contact lenses, costuming, wigs, facial hair. But it was a lot of fun. I didn't think it would have the reaction it did.
Are you a Game of Thrones fan yourself?
I am, yes. It's done okay.
Looking through the characters, they're very believable. And I believe you've had some feedback that you, especially about the male characters, that you look very much like those on the TV. What did you think of that?
I thought that was funny. People thought I did a better job of the guys. And I think in comparison to the other characters, I do agree. They're a lot more fun because you get to play with facial hair and dirty yourself up. With the Khal Drogo character, I put on some fake chest hair and I was laughing as I was taking the photo, trying to make my shoulders look tough.
It also looks like you've got some serious muscle definition there.
There's a lot of contouring, camera angles, lighting, that sort of thing. It was a lot of fun. He was the first character that I did in the four series, and Jon Snow was the last one. We've done a colour wash. I've added a bit of colour wash all over the lid and up to the eyebrow, and then I've added a gold tone just across your eyelids in the centre, and from there in the outer corners and up into your eye sockets, I've added it's almost a metallic brown tone. So in terms of eyeliner, you can use gels, powders or pencil, and a good idea for something natural for the daytime, if you've rub your little brush in your dark eyeshadow and you hear me tapping it off, it just keeps the fallout from going. Sometimes when we're putting on our eyeshadows, we might feel like we get this little shadow of colour on our cheekbones, and that's called fallout, which happens when there's a lot of dust on your brush. So if you can flick off a little bit of the dust, it keeps the pigment on the bristles and not on your cheekbones.
That's excellent.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
A bit glammed up, a bit pampered.
Good. That's what we want.
So we have the finished product, and it's amazing. I've never actually seen my face this made up before. It's incredible. It brought out some of the things that I wouldn't usually notice, like my cheekbones and the shape of my lips and shape of my eyes.
Beautiful eyebrows.
And thanks for showing me how you do it, really.
It's a pleasure.
It's given me a better sense sitting here in this chair and just watching the way you work, that how complex it really is to change someone's face.
It can be, but it's just a lot of practice. And keep trying, especially to people out there that are wanting to get into makeup or film or any of that sort of thing. Just stay positive, keep trying.